HKX Mobile.
C9B Mobile. Good morning, Patrick. Hope you had a great weekend.
Good morning. I worked up at Anchor's Warehouse all weekend.
But they got a bunch of stuff in there.
Weekend, we got sorted through everything in the warehouse, got it organized. Still got the lower parking lot to do, but got everything moved down from the upper parking lot. So trying to streamline things back out where it's somewhat manageable instead of chaos.
Imagine that getting that kind of supplies in a short period of time like that and not having the facilities really to deal with it, the software, the racking, everything else that goes with it, I can imagine that'd be quite chaos.
WTJK T-Mobile.
Morning, Eric. It was pretty overwhelming, but they have all that stuff in place. It just, there was so much stuff so quick that there was no time for it. And just didn't have the manpower. That's the main thing, just shortage of manpower.
They include the ladies now, so we call it staffing or personnel. Manpower is a sexist statement nowadays. So you have to call it politically correct terms. Morning, Eric. How are you doing? Have a good weekend?
Hey, Leon. Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend. We had the grand opening at the new wine shop on Saturday, and it went really well. And then we just sat around the house yesterday doing a whole lot of nothing and just taking a relaxing day. So got myself caught in a lane closure southbound this morning. No escape, so I'm just going to be sitting here for a while. How are you guys doing this morning?
Over here.
Playing. I had a great weekend. I mean, sat around the house, peddled around the house, got some things done, and had a great weekend, I guess. To run to Anderson this morning. Can't wait to see how that goes.
4AZE.
KO4HX.
C9B.
Don't know the name there.
This time you say Noel, but if you spell Noel backwards, it's Leon. I spoke to you before. You're like me, you just can't remember names.
I just don't remember call signs. Oh, I don't even write them down anymore.
Kid, Eric's in here too.
Good morning, Eric. I don't
know. Had one, so good morning, dude. How's it going?
Okay, well, I'm bad on call signs and names, I guess. I was just watching on TV where they got an E. coli break that's starting to spread from McDonald's. Have y'all heard about that? I don't even eat McDonald's, but I just saw that. Down the mountain.
Mountain made the vehicle switch and on the road heading to first stop.
Good morning.
Thursday are my early days. Or earlier days. And the rest of the week, they're all early.
I said Monday's your basically your easy day, and then what's Thursday?
From my breakfast stop where they didn't have what I wanted because the machine was out. So, they had nobody, you know, usually they'll put the troopers at the entrance ramp to keep you from getting on. And they didn't do that this time, but I hit the backup just after I got on. I couldn't see it from going over the overpass. And so just got caught in it. There's nowhere for me to go. There's not another exit until 87, and that's a couple miles down the road still.
The day heads would roll if you had something like that. Now it's just a common everyday occurrence. I retired when I did.
Saturday, right?
picked up at Second Career?
No.
It's not a career. I wouldn't call it that, Patrick. A pastime. How's that?
Not sure you're doing it anymore.
Chris wants to tell me that.
Rhodes, with your retirement right now?
Retired, what, 3 years ago. And I'm just driving part-time. I'm previously working with government. Now I'm working for a private employer as a flex driver. So I work when I want to work. Or, actually, I guess I work when they want me to work here lately.
I'd say you'd have time to do that.
The hour's down. Uncle Sam, don't stick it to me. Did he eat all last night?
No heat yet.
Yeah.
I'm, what, low 50s this morning when I got up. Really needs a whole lot of heat yet.
The
weather was supposed to be mid-70s. I guess Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then they say they were saying a big cool down's coming down. I don't know what it's going to. Anything, found anything out about the fuel?
It's cold. Maybe not this one, but right after this one, maybe.
Dude, double. Dude, one out. No, never found out anything about that fuel. They never got back with us.
Somewhere. Sorry about that, Leon.
Anytime. I forgot what I was going to say.
Again, W2JKT.
Like a red flag car sitting there.
I had to, you know, close it quick for a couple minutes for the construction crew to do something. Maybe I'll find something up here that they were doing. I don't know. It's, sometimes they just close it for fun, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been.
NZ9B.
Even Rutherfordton Airport's still pretty far from them up there, so that they had fuel self-serve only, but you know, their fuel was six something a gallon, and here at Pickens it's five, I think it was five ten.
Surprising. But I don't know, since they didn't get back to us, we just assumed they found what they needed. Move on.
Something, somebody, you know, somebody may have borrowed a truck, big thing, but, you know, just get a truck where you can go somewhere and pick it up and haul it, you know.
But, you know, if they flying out of Hickory, they're coming right across the Avery's County, they could make it there where they should be able to get fuel there, I would think, since everything else is based out of there in that area.
I know you got Transylvania right there where you are.
Northeast of me, over that way.
In the chart, do you know what's the name of it?
Didn't tell you. I just know it's up there in Avery County.
Not far from you, N67, but it's also private, and there's no fuel there. I thought maybe. Might have had a hit there, and I looked it up, and it was no fuel.
Or something?
Trying to locate Avgas yesterday. The search helicopters searching the Cane River. We're running low on fuel, and FEMA wouldn't give them any, or sell them any or anything. So we were trying to locate some. They were doing body searches yesterday.
Cleveland County region, well, that's not far from Hickory.
Trying to keep from flying back to Hickory, the base, the whole time. That way they weren't burning so much fuel doing that. They were trying to find something closer.
Yeah.
They said it was the Cane River. Runs over into East Tennessee, up in that area somewhere. So that's all I got was the information.
Yeah, over in that. I've stopped at Cumberland over there before, and they have Avgas. I don't know if they have Jet A. I don't know what kind of helicopter it is, but yeah, if it's Avgas, I think they have it at Cumberland.
Here, maybe that's why you hadn't heard back from them, Patrick.
Like I said, they just contacted us, or who contacted the preacher yesterday, asking if they could locate some Avgas. Do everything we can to help out with, but some things you just can't get.
That they've shut down Asheville Airport to general aviation. That just for FEMA. I mean, there's more than just the little helicopters going out. There's a lot of travel going in out of there.
Because they don't have any 121 service at Asheville, they think they can just shut it down and it's not an inconvenience to anybody.
I've got my own opinions about that. I won't bring them out on the radio.
Closure, again, just past the point where I could have gotten off, but I couldn't see it, and now here we are stopping again.
Our day to mess with Eric in that Chevy Bolt.
And fast enough at highlighting where there are lane closures, but it does now finally. Google Maps is showing to me just now that there's a lane closure reported.
Hey Leon, did you see all the new concrete dividers coming down the mountain this morning? Cleared out.
Oh, Leon.
Listen to him. I guess he's destinated already.
I know you say easily, but it's really kind of on the border of it, isn't it?
It's in between Easley and Brea. They're on 123.
It's really closer to Easley. It's almost in Easley, isn't it?
Up there on off of 153 on, I think it's Old Pendleton.
Somewhere right in there, I think. Stuck in traffic.
Every lane is closed up here by the train trestle, south of exit 87, I guess north of exit 83, at the Packlet River, I guess. But I'm about to get into the zipper, so hopefully get through this quick.
Today.
I go to the office 3 days a week, so 3 days a week, yeah, but yeah, every trip.
Yep.
Road of perpetual road construction, just like 26 up by the house.
It's by the time they get something about finished, it's starting somewhere else.
Say that again.
Oh, sorry, I didn't really say anything.
Taking up the cones now, so at least maybe people come after me will have both lanes open here. Yeah, I think once they get done with all this construction, they'll probably decide to expand it again to four lanes and tear down all the new overpasses they just built and just put us through another 10 years of headache.
All right.
The construction companies are in the pockets of the government, so they all share our money.
Governments in the pockets of the construction companies.
They're paying them. For the kickbacks.
Yeah, how could I forget?
Yeah, it's like our politicians. We got the best politicians money can buy.
I'm getting off at 78 here to try to get my breakfast now, so I'll be back in a few minutes. W2JKT.
I'll be around for a few more minutes. KO4HK.
Straight up.
Miss Vicky getting into today.
To Sherwin Williams, and she's picked out some paint. We're gonna start painting inside the house. So we're gonna get, I think we gotta get 10 gallons of paint. So I'm looking forward to that.
Go to a doctor's visit.
Yeah, I hate that kind of stuff. I'm more for let's get somebody to do it. And in the cards, too.
Let you know what you need to do.
Oh, we pulled the trigger on that Generac.
or the Kohler?
Yep.
And what made you change your mind?
Research, talking to people. The Kohler is a great one, but there's not as many. Well, they made the Generac seem to be more. I don't know. They promised us more. You know what I mean on gear. Because I told them I was concerned about the brush problem, whatnot. And let me check see if anybody's trying to talk. Yeah, I found some brush issues going on, and I actually talked to Generac and got the lowdown on all that. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more Generacs happening than there are Kohlers, so I think it's just more availability.
I mean, I was just curious what made you change your mind, because you were leaning toward the Kohler there to start with.
Right, Kohler. I mean, you know, and it looks like Kohler and Generac are running neck and neck. It seems like those are the top two. I even looked at Caterpillar and some others, but it seems like the Generac's more. Only thing I concerned me was the Briggs motor, which, you know, versus a Kohler motor. That was the biggest deal. The as far as Kohler and Briggs would have been the motor where I felt like Kohler may have won out a little on that.
So they're putting Briggs and Stratton in the new Generacs?
But you know, didn't Briggs go out of business, or did they just move from California?
I couldn't tell you on that one. I know mine has got a Subaru Robbins engine in it. But like I said, mine's an older one.
Motor.
Had any issue out of the motor. I've had the circuitry for the generator.
There's always going to be something, you know. I don't, probably with any of them, I guess, but that's what they assured me on, because I was, you know, my peeve was what's going to happen if this thing doesn't fire up when we need it. And that's when I talked with these people, and I said, well, I said the whole deal is what kind of service am I going to get after the sale. That's my biggest concern. And they, you know, I got to take them at their word, you know, but I got the owner's home number, even the salesman's cell phone number, which they say they don't give out. And I said, well, I'm not buying without it, so.
Roger that. So, well, dude, I am getting ready to pull in here, so I'm going to clear out. You and Miss Vicky have a good day if I don't talk to you again, but I'm pretty sure we will. And if Eric, if you're back, have a safe rest of your trip and enjoy your day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
I'll be in and out of the shop, and I'll turn it on for a second or two. Because I, you know, one thing before you go, right? Well, go ahead, I'll talk to you. Remind me later on about whoever keeps keying down or testing or something, but talk about that later. Catch you later. N4AZE.